Look yonder at that bay horse tied out front of the hotel. I'm thinking that's old Pearlie's horse. I bet you ain't got a room in the hotel. He just tied his horse out there.
Maybe. So what about it?
I'm thinking about borrowing his horse for a little ride, see if that don't get his dander up enough to make him do something about it.
Damned if you ain't got the itch awful bad to shoot somebody, ain't you? How do you know how fast he is?
I know he ain't faster than me. I just don't like his attitude, like he's too good to have to stand up like a man.
He continued to grin at Leonard, waiting for him to show some enthusiasm for the caper. Leonard remained indifferent.
Well, I'm gonna take that bay for a little ride up and down the street a few times, till old Pearlie shows his yellow self.
What if it ain't his horse?
Then I'll just say, beg your pardon, sir. And if whoever owns him don't like it, we can settle it with six guns.
Jesse didn't wait for more discussion, but headed straight for the hotel. Thinking it was bound to provide some entertainment, no matter who owned the horse, Leonard followed along behind him. He didn't think it was a good idea, and Jesse's brothers wouldn't like for him to draw any more attention to them. But he knew better than to tell Jesse not to do something. When he walked up to the hitching rail, Jesse took a quick look toward the front door of the hotel. Seeing no one, he untied Buck's reins from the rail and turned the bay gelding toward the street.
You're a good-looking horse for a Jasper like that to be riding. It's time to let you feel a man on your back.
While he was throwing his right leg over, Buck lowered his head toward the ground and reared up on his front legs, causing the unsuspecting Jesse to do a somersault in midair and land hard on the ground in front of the horse.